This is the Purium Tuesday Night Training Call for November 1st, first of the month. Great time to talk about planting new seeds, law of the farm. We're certainly going to cover some of that and creating your 61-day game plan. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, and I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And, boy, it's a great time to be part of this company. I mean, everything's in place. Almost nobody knows about us, and we're starting to make some noise. And it's very, very, very exciting. So I could hear the lines filling up, beeps coming in even after the call started. So good things are happening for the company. What we need to make sure is that good things are happening for you. So before we get into tonight's training, I want to take care of some important housekeeping. We're down to 61 days left on our promotion through the end of the year. And for those who don't know, we've got really the fastest front-end compensation plan in the industry right now. We're now paying out $62.50 for every bronze pack that's enrolled. We're paying out $150 on every silver pack that's enrolled, and we're paying out $100 on every silver pack and $150 on every gold pack. So big opportunity for big money. Half of that payout is paid out in a weekly bonus. So you can get your money faster, and obviously the recruiting pool, the consultant creator pool, and all of the great components of the compensation plan are in play, and I believe we're going to be going over the compensation plan a bit next week. But tonight we're going to be talking about the law of the farm, watering, and planting, watering, and harvesting. And one of the ways that we plant seeds is with gift cards, and every week we give out 20 free gift cards. Each gift card is worth $50. It's $1,000 in retail value, $200 worth of wholesale value. And the winner this week is from Durham, North Carolina, Michael Summer. So congratulations, Michael, to you. One of your gift cards was redeemed, and that means you're going to get 20 more cards, $1,000 in marketing materials coming your way this week. So let's get into the training. We got a lot to cover. As I said, this is really a double training call. We're going to be talking about creating a game plan as well as planting, watering, and harvesting. But I want to share just a moment of philosophy. Our main family activity, my wife and I've got two boys, 14 and 10, we do something called Toshindo. It's a martial art, and it's something we do as a family, and we really enjoy the martial arts studio that we work out in, and it's run by husband and wife. They're both fourth-degree black belts, and they're both really, really wise people. And I don't use that word very often. You know, they're just, you know, more than people who can punch and kick and throw. They're people who really slow down, spend time, understand life. And, you know, whenever I get good wisdom from other people, I always like to credit them and share it with other people and pass it along. And the man, his name is Sensei Kevin, he shares a ninja secret class and a ninja philosophy class once a month. And I asked him the other day, what is the subject? And he said the subject was success. And I said, well, give me it's a two-hour class. I said, I'm not going to be able to go this week, so give me your secret to success, you know, summarized as quickly as possible. He said, okay. Step one is correct goals. Step two is correct activities to achieve those goals. And step three is emotional linkage to success. So, again, step one is correct goals. Step two is correct activities. And then third is the emotional linkage. And, you know, correct goals, I think, makes sense on its face, and we'll talk about what kind of goals you should be focused on here for the month of November and November and December and how you put those together. We're going to talk about correct activities as it relates to your Purium business. And the emotional linkage to success is really your why. It's why do you want to achieve these goals? Because that's what keeps you locked in to doing the activities each and every day, each and every week, over and over and over. So the bigger the why, the easier the how. This is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. And so one of the things that I think is really important and a concept that we talk about in Toshindo is having an accountability partner. And not only that, but going public with your commitment. So one of the things we do in this martial art is if you want to be a black belt, after you've been in class for several months, you have the opportunity to announce to the whole group that you want to become a black belt. And they allow you to wear a black gi, a black uniform, and they actually allow you to purchase your own black belt with your name engraved on the black belt, which they hang on the wall. And so every time that you go into the dojo, every time you go into the martial arts studio, there is your black belt with your name on it, with your commitment that you've made to yourself, to the teachers, and to the whole dojo, to the whole community, that you're serious about this and that you want to make this happen for yourself. And so that commitment can be visualized. So that emotional linkage to success as to why you want to be successful and keeping it successful and keeping it in front of you helps to make your activities on a daily basis locked in for yourself. So I thought that wisdom of correct goals, correct activities, and emotional linkage for that success really made sense and was a great way to summarize what we're going to be focusing on tonight. So the first training is creating your 61-day game plan. Now, why is it a 61-day game plan and not a 60-day game plan? One of the reasons is that the number 61 is more specific than the number 60. It gets your attention. It gets my attention. It brings you down into the conscious level of 61 days. I've got 61 days left, which makes it more urgent. And also it includes tonight. So tonight is part of your 61-day game plan. Because if it was a 60-day game plan, we would start tomorrow. But we're going to start tonight. We're going to make sure that you get into some activity tonight, and whether it's just planning or it's actually making some phone calls, sending out some emails, or doing something more, that's up to you depending upon what your goals are and what you want to accomplish as far as a sense of urgency. So if you're wondering what to do and how to do it, it really starts with correct goals, as Sensei Kevin says. So what kind of goals do we want to focus on? You know, how do we go about figuring out what to do? Well, we go back to the system that we have in place, the process that we have in place called Pipeline. And Pipeline is an acronym, PIPE, for Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. Hopefully all of you now have a list of prospects, whether you've been in the business for years, months, days, or hours, that you're going to go, and if you don't have a good list of prospects, a serious list of prospects, a prioritized list of prospects, people that you want to focus on this month, this week, or tomorrow, or tonight, you know, that list of prospects should be active. So the way that I make a prospect list is I like to type it out. I like to have it on a spreadsheet. I like to have it prioritized. And then I print it out, and I work with it, and I handwrite on it, and I write notes, and I make notes to myself, and then after, 3, 4, 5 weeks, then normally I have to reprint it out because I've worked it over so much. And that's really what it's about, is finding a system that works for you, but you got to have a good list of prospects. Then you need to invite them to presentations and enroll. So our goals are going to be about the process. Now, yes, they're going to be about the accomplishments, they're going to be about the results, but they're also going to be tied to specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time sensitive goals. It's another acronym, it's called SMART. SMART goals, specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time sensitive. So, what is it that you want to accomplish this month? Now, I think a couple of simple things are tied right into the compensation plan, which is to be into the recruiter's pool, which is enrolling 3 people, and to be a consultant creator, which is to help at least one person get to the consultant level, which is 1,000 points, depending on how that person is enrolling people. That could be that they've put in 3 people, 5 people, 10 people. It depends on how many points they're building with, and it depends on where they're starting from. So there may be some people that already have folks on AutoShip, already have customers, and they only need a very little bit of effort to get to consultant. But those are the two easy first steps that you can focus on. Now, if you're a leader that already has thousands and thousands of points and hundreds or dozens of people in your business, well, you should have your own goals that still are getting into the recruiter's pool and focusing on building consultants. The consultant creator pool, that is a solid brick. That is the building block of the business Because if somebody gets the consultant, they get to 1,000 points, their products are about free, and chances are they're never going to leave. So that's really what the game plan is recruiters pool, consultant creator pool, recruiters pool, consultant creators pool. So I don't know what your goals are, and I can't make a plan for everybody on the phone here. But what I can tell you is that you should have a plan. You should have a specific plan of what you want to accomplish this month in November, whether it's an income, whether it's achieving one or both of those pools, whether it's, you know, a certain number of points that you want to have in your team. You know, as you're moving forward, and we're going to focus almost exclusively tonight on the month of November. So, yes, there's big picture goals you need to have and mission and vision and larger things, but in your 61-day game plan, you know, it's really about what you're going to do over the next 30 days and the next 61 days. So in our pipeline process, it's really about invitation, presentation, and role. And to me, the best way to invite, I'm 100% confident the best way to invite people into this business is handing out gift cards. So the question is, how many gift cards are you going to hand out in the next 7 days? So let's just use that your goal is to enroll three people this month. Well, if your goal is to enroll three people this month, how many gift cards do you think you're going to need over the course of the month to enroll three people? So how many gift cards are you going to need? Well, it depends, because you've got invitation, presentation, enroll. You need to enroll three people. You need to have enrollment conversations with more than three people, because chances are a few will say no, or maybe, or later, or, you know, something that'll put you off. So you're going to need to have enrollment conversations with four or five or seven or nine people. So if you're going to have enrollment conversations with four or five or seven or nine people, how many presentations do you need to have? How many people actually have to accept a gift card? How many people actually need to go to your website or meet with you face-to-face or talk to your upline or however you're doing the presentation? Well, it's going to be more like 6 or 10 or 15 or 18. So how many invitations are you going to need to make? Well, it's probably going to be more than that, because not everyone's going to, you know, they'll take a gift card, but they may not cash it in. They may, you know, not go to the website. They may not follow through. So chances are, to enroll three people, you're going to need to hand out 10, 12, 18, 25, 40 gift cards to enroll those three people. Now, you may raise your hand and say, wait a minute, that's a lot of effort, and that's a waste of time, and it's not a good return on my investment. But you need to understand, this is a business of leverage. And so by enrolling three people this month, next month in our 61-day game plan, you're going to do the exact same thing, hopefully better, hopefully smarter, hopefully faster, hopefully with more excitement and momentum. So maybe you're going to enroll four or five or six people in your business next month. And what does that look like? Well, now you've got all these people with 10 or 20 or 40 gift cards going out and doing the same. And that's how your business becomes super exciting, is with a sense of urgency, with a sense of leverage, with a sense of specificity. And so really what I would do if I was you, and this is the way that I would tell you right now if you were face-to-face on my team trying to figure out how to create a 61-day game plan. I would look at 7 days, 14 days, and 30 days right now. We'll worry about the next 31 days when we hit December 1st. The focus is 7, 14, and 30. How many cards are you going to hand out? How many presentations are you going to do in the next 7, 14, and 30? And how many enrollments are you going to get in the next 7, 14, and 30? So I would write down a little grid that is is 7, 14, and 30 across, and then invitation, presentation, and enroll. So how many cards are you going to hand out? Now, we're going to go into the second part of the training, which is the law of the farm. The law of the farm is plant, water, harvest. Plant, water, harvest. It's invitation, presentation, enroll. It's the exact same thing. Now, traditionally, the beginning of the month in network marketing is planting time. It's when you go out and plant the seeds. Why is that? Because as you water the seeds during the month and harvest the seeds and enroll people during the end of the month, that's when you start to make the cash register ring. That's when you start to enroll new people. That's when you start to hit your pools. That's when you start to make your rank advancements, and all those things start happening toward the end of the month. But if you're doing things right, you're constantly planting, you're constantly watering, and you're constantly harvesting. So if you're starting from a dead start, if you have very little in process right now, very few gift cards handed out, very few folks you've talked to in the last 14 to 30 days, whether you've been in the business a long time or you just started, then it's really going to be a very linear process of planting, watering, and harvesting. So as you look at your game plan for day for 7, 14, and 30, you're going to have to plant more in these next 7 days because you don't have any watering or harvesting to do. You don't have stuff in process already that's in action. So plant, water, harvest, the most important number, if you're starting from a fairly, you know, stationary place, is the first 7 days and how many seeds you're going to plant, how many gift cards you're going to hand out. So how many gift cards you hand out in that little matrix of nine numbers of 7, 14, and 30, and plant, water, harvest, or invite, present, enroll, or gift card presentation enrollments, however you've labeled those, that first number in the upper left, how many gift cards you hand out in the next 7 days, is very much going to determine what comes out the other side. But the faster you move, I would love to see some people who are at a standing start, who just joined the business or just get inspired by this call, that have not done much up until now. I would love to have some people who write down their goal is to have at least one person enroll by, you know, by this time next week in 7 days, that they could get some gift cards handed out tonight, some emails sent out tonight, some phone calls made tonight, some phone calls made tomorrow, some emails sent out tomorrow, meeting with some people at a coffee shop tomorrow, whatever it may be, so that they can get the cards in place, they can begin to walk somebody through the presentation, getting them on the website, getting them with an upline, getting them to the Thursday night call, having a sense of urgency and excitement, because we have that great promotion going on where your new people, not just you, but your new people can actually double their money by enrolling just three people. And what I just said right there is a really important part of it, which is that if you understand how exciting it'll be for a new person, not just yourself, to hear that information for the first time, it will motivate and inspire you to talk to more folks. So if you understand where we're at, there's 20,000 network marketing companies out there right now, and none of them, zero, none, have an offer as good as ours, which is enroll three people and literally you can double your money. There's no company out there that has what we have. And if you promote and work and focus and set your goals and actually connect your activities to your goals so that you have that sense of urgency, then good things are going to happen. Because here's the other piece of that 61-day game plan. The other piece is that when you enroll somebody today, when you enroll somebody next week, when you enroll somebody in early November, they also have 50 days or 55 days or 48 days to take advantage of this promotion, to duplicate and hand out cards and meet people and talk to people and get them excited about enrolling three people and doubling their money. Now, as we start to get to December 18th and 20th and 27th, it's still going to be good for you, but it may not be as good for them because that promotion is going away at the end of the month. So right now, it's more important, more imperative, and if you want to help people, your friends, your neighbors, your business associates, folks that you want to do business with, then you want to be planting right now as aggressively as you ever have. Now, I can tell you that more gift cards were purchased, more packs were enrolled with gift cards. There are thousands of gift cards out there right now that are unused, that are sitting there in people's hands, and they're not using them. And so don't be shy. As long as you take down the person's name, number, and the gift card number that you gave out, you still control that number, and that gift card, even if they don't use it, is not used. The last thing I want to say about planting, watering, and harvesting is this. Not all seeds are equal. Now, I don't want you to prejudge people. I want you to move as fast as you can, talk to as many people as you can, set as big goals as you possibly can, have those numbers be big, understanding that you got to get a lot of gift cards in play to enroll a lot of folks and create a lot of momentum. But the other thing is that not all seeds are the same. You know, a sequoia seed, an oak seed, is different than a small little shrub seed. And so some people are more valuable. So this is the time not only to talk to more people, but to talk to better people, to talk to business owners and entrepreneurs. And I've been on the phone doing three-way calls. I've done more three-way phone calls in the last week, in the last 7 days, than I probably have in the last 7 months prior to that. That's what's happening right now for me, and I hope that's happening for you and for your team, is there's that sense of urgency and excitement because I'm on the phone with entrepreneurs, and not just experienced network marketers, but business people who can look at the numbers, look at the information, understand our business, and say, wow, everything is in place, and almost nobody knows about this company, and I get 40 gift cards, and I only need to enroll 3 people. I don't need to be that successful. People get 2 weeks' worth of product to try, and you know, I get to double my money by enrolling 3 people. Wow, this is a program that I can have success with, even if I've never been successful in network marketing before. So re-enroll yourself. Get your belief level up and start handing out some cards because actually most people think, you know, I've got to be motivated to create activity. And the reality is that activity creates motivation. That if you get into motion, if you get into action, if you start making things happen, if you start feeling busy and being busy and handing out gift cards, well, then the watering part starts, the follow-up part starts, and now you start to understand and feel a sense that people are interested. People have questions. There's things that I can do, people I can meet, things that I can make happen. But if you don't start that process, if you don't have those numbers in place, if you're not serious about your business, if you don't have those correct goals, correct activities, and an emotional linkage to your success, well, then your 61-day game plan is never going to get off the piece of paper. So put it on the piece of paper, and again, it should be a little matrix of how many people you're going to invite, present, and enroll this week in the next 7 days, how many people are you going to invite, present, and enroll in the next 14 days, and how many people are you going to invite, present, and enroll in the next 30 days. And this is your best guess, your serious thoughts, your serious intentions, just like hanging that black belt up on the wall of the dojo, you're serious about making this happen. And if you can find an accountability partner, whether it's your upline, whether it's somebody that's your friend, your sister, your business associate, whoever it may be that you want to go public, you can go on Facebook and say, hey, my goal is to earn $1,000 this month. I'm going to enroll 3 people. I'm going to help one other person enroll 3 people. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got 40 gift cards in my hand, and I'm going to go make that happen. And I think I can hand out 20 of those gift cards in the next 7 days. I'm going to hand out another 10 in the next 14 days, and I'm going to hand out 10 in the last 14 days, 16 days of the month. And I'm going to start to water, you know, at least X number in the first 7 days and X number, and then I'm going to enroll. And you've got your numbers. You know, I'm going to enroll one person in my next 7 days. I'm going to enroll 2 people in my next 14 days. And I'm going to enroll 3 more people in the last part of the month. I'm going to enroll 6 people this month. So, you know, that's the sort of focus, intention, and seriousness that you need to have to be successful, that sense of urgency, because, you know, that's where the opportunity lies. And there are people that are doing that right now, and those are the people that are making money and having fun. So I know that I may have dialed up the intensity a good bit, but I'm assuming that being on this call tonight, you're wanting to be intense. You're wanting to make something happen, and I do. I want to make something happen with you. I've seen it before. I've been involved with companies that have grown very fast, and most importantly, I've been involved with entrepreneurs, with distributors who have made a lot of money because they've created a sense of urgency for themselves and for their team. So if you've got a team, then this same sense of urgency is not just for yourself, but helping your people make that same little grid of how many invitations and how many presentations and how many enrollments and building your business brick by brick by brick. find a few other people that are successful, plant big seeds, good people, entrepreneurs, people who are excited about making some money, share our opportunity. It's as good as any out there. So don't be shy. Have some fun. Make your list, correct goals, correct actions, and make sure that you're emotionally excited and know why you're doing this and what you want to accomplish, and good things will happen. So I hope that that was helpful for you. If you like the information, we record these calls every week. It'll be on your back office. Get your team on there. Have them listen to the 25-minute pep talk, and you know, it saves you 25 minutes. So duplicate and use your leverage not only in recruiting but also in training. We're here for you. We want you to succeed, and this is probably the most important month of the year for all of us because this promotion is going on, and we got a great track to run on and 61 days left. So make some use of your time tonight. Have a great evening, and I look forward to seeing a lot of gift cards redeemed, a lot of gift cards, hundreds of gift cards redeemed here over the next 7 days. That's my expectation. That's what I'd love to see, and hopefully you got a dozen or so of your cards redeemed this week. So have a great, great night, and we'll catch you Thursday night, every Thursday night, 48 hours from now. We've got a call, which is our training call, and actually less than 24 hours from now, we've got the Meet the Owners call. So once a month, Dave and Amy get on and talk about products, and I guarantee they're going to have more fun and talk about you know, more mission-oriented stuff. But I think they're going to talk about the gift cards as well, because they're really passionate about getting it in the hands of customers and trying to find customers through gift cards. So they've got some great ideas, and I recommend that you get on the line. Look for an email here tomorrow morning on the time, same number, but on the time and you know, what the information is going to be on the Meet the Owners call. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow night and Thursday night. We're here to support you and make you successful. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. And we'll talk to you here soon.